And turn with us to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 3. The first time I read the book of Acts, I was introduced to a man named Saul who became Paul. And I'm going to tell you, as I follow his exploits through the book of Acts, I fell in love with Paul. I fell in love with him. What a man, what a servant of God he was. In fact, I fell so much in love with him that as I was reading through the Bible, I got over there where Paul started talking about he had run the race, he had finished his course, and he made it plain that he was about to be killed. I wept, I cried like a baby, a grown man, and I cried because I just loved this man Paul so much. And I want to direct you tonight to what Paul said in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading with verse 12, and we're going to read through verse 14. And the Bible says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you again for the privilege of being in your house. Father, I thank you for this message that you gave me. You gave it to me, Lord, 4 weeks ago. And Lord, since that time, I've not been able to preach it. Father, I ask you now to take control. I ask you, Lord, to overcome, Lord, my limitations. Pray, Father, thy spirit will fill me. And God, you'll give me the words to say and the way to say it. Because, Father, there's a message here. A message for every Christian. I pray, Father God, that we'll heed that message tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch hearts and lives. And God, that everyone can say, "Oh, it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord tonight." And God, we'll give you the praise and you the glory for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. Amen. Amen. You know, when you think about Paul, when you think about his accomplishments, his character, the zeal and the boldness that the man had, his love, when you think about those things, you can't help but say, what a great, great man of God Paul was. What a soldier for the cause of Christ. What a faithful servant he was to the Lord. Folks, Paul won souls right and left. Paul, beloved, preached the gospel. Paul started churches, so many churches. He wrote the epistles. He instructed and encouraged the brethren. Beloved, he was persecuted, but he wouldn't stop. He was stoned and left for dead, shipwrecked, beaten, even killed for the gospel's sake. Oh, listen, this man left us an example of what we can be as followers of Christ. But did you ever wonder, how did he do all that he did? I mean, beloved, did you ever wonder what kept him going through all the hardships that Paul went through? Folks, I believe the answer is in this scripture that we just read. I believe the Holy Ghost of God revealed through Paul how every one of us, and please don't cross this out in your mind or say it's ridiculous, how every one of us can be the servant that Paul was. I believe you can be. I believe I can be. Folks, every one of us can be a Paul if we take heed And beloved, we listen to what we hear in this passage. Now, the first thing that jumps out at me is this. Paul had a high calling. A high calling. Verse 14, Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, what in the world does that mean? Folks, ever since Jesus had so wondrously saved Paul on that Damascus road, Paul, beloved, had become aware that God had a calling, a high calling for him. The Holy Spirit, beloved, had spoken to his heart and said, Paul, now that you're saved, now that your sins are gone, now that the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, teaching you and leading you and empowering you and giving you wisdom, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to aim for, Paul. He said, here's the target. Here's the mark. Here's the mark of the high calling that I call you to achieve. I want you, Paul, to be like Christ. That was his high calling. To be like Christ. I want you to be the image of Christ. Wow, you talk about a high calling. Brethren, it don't get any higher than that. Amen? To be like Christ. Yet, beloved, that was God's high calling for Paul. Somebody says, preacher, man, I'm glad it was Paul's high calling and not mine. Preacher, Jesus had perfect love. He had perfect obedience. He had perfect faith. He had perfect zeal. He had perfect boldness. He was perfect in everything. He was the God-man. Good luck, Paul. Good luck trying to be like Christ. Boy, I'm so glad God didn't give me that high calling. You ready for the shock? You ready for this? Beloved, he did give you that high calling. Every one of us, beloved, who are born again has that high calling to be like Christ. To be like, that's what the word Christian means. Christ-like. Christ-like. It's before us all the time, beloved, this high calling. Every time somebody calls you a Christian or you call yourself a Christian, there it is. Listen to me. When you get saved, all your sins are washed away, just like Paul. Just like Paul when he got saved. You, beloved, were indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, the same Spirit that descended on Jesus like a dove, the same Spirit that Paul was indwelt with, indwells you and me. And you too, beloved, become a son of God through adoption. And God looks at you when you get saved and said, this is my son, my daughter, and I'm well pleased with them. You become, beloved, just like Paul when he got saved. And that same high calling that Paul had to be like Christ, beloved, every born-again Christian has that calling. God didn't give Paul, beloved, that high calling because of his office as an apostle. God didn't give him that calling because he was highly educated. God gave that calling to Paul because, beloved, he was born again. He was born again. And beloved, if you're born again, you've got that same calling. You've got that same calling. Now, He gives, beloved, that same high calling to every born again person. God says to you, and He says to me, your sins are gone. They're gone. You're indwelt with the Holy Ghost. You're my adopted son and daughter. Now, here's the high calling that I have for you. This is the mark that you aim for. Be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Be like the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, have perfect love for God and others like Jesus did. Have perfect obedience to God's command like Jesus did. Have perfect surrender to God's will, perfect zeal for the work of God, perfect compassion for the hurting, perfect boldness for righteousness, perfect faith in all that God says. Live and walk and talk perfectly. That's what the high calling is. Just like Jesus. That is, beloved, your high calling. To be like Jesus. And Paul understood that. He understood that when he got saved. And Paul said, Lord, you saved me from the pit of hell. You removed the barrier of sin that separated me from you. You justified me. You made me righteous by your own blood. You gave me your spirit. You made me a child of God. How can I not shoot for the mark of the high calling? How can I not do that? How can you and I not do that? How can we not do that? And that, beloved, is what Saul, that is when Saul became Paul. That's when he became Paul. Everything you see and do, beloved, after that, everything you see Paul do and after that, beloved, is Paul pressing toward the mark of his high calling. When you go back and read the book of Acts and you see him building churches, beloved, let me tell you something. It wasn't Paul. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. When you see him winning souls, it wasn't Paul. It was Jesus. When you see Paul being bold, beloved, that was Jesus. When Paul, beloved, was full of zeal for God, it was Jesus. It was Paul pressing toward the mark of the high calling. It was him trying to be like Jesus. Like Jesus. As I said, that high calling wasn't just given to Paul. It's a call, beloved, given to each one of us who are born again. Now, if you feel inadequate, don't feel bad. So did Paul. So do I. I mean, beloved, this is a high calling. Now, I know what you're thinking. Preacher, I can never be perfect like Jesus. The mark's too high, preacher. Folks, you know what? You're right. You are absolutely right. You and I can never reach the mark of the high calling that God has given to us. Folks, as long as we are in these bodies of flesh, as long, beloved, as we have that sinful nature, we will never be perfect like Jesus was. Beloved, we will not reach that high calling, that mark, amen? We will not reach it. But you know what? Neither did Paul. Neither did Paul. Listen to him in verse 12. He says, not as though I have already attained. He says, either we're already perfect. Did you get that? Paul says, Oh, I'm not perfect like Jesus. I'm not perfect like Jesus. But he goes on to say in verse 13, forgetting, let me read verse 13. Verse 13, if I can read it. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. In other words, forgetting his failures, failing to hit the mark, beloved, and reaching forth unto those things that are before. He says, forgetting my failures that are behind me, he said, I reach forth to those things that are before. What things before? Those opportunities to do and act and be like Jesus that lay before him. Have I lost you? That lay before him. He says in verse 14, verse 13, forgetting those things behind, verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. In other words, he said, I don't let my failures get me down. I keep moving forward. I have my eyes on the high calling of being like Jesus. Of being like Jesus. He says, that's what I'm aiming for. Now somebody says, preacher, if we can't reach the mark of the high calling, if we can't be like Jesus, then God is setting us up for failure. No. That's not what is happening. Folks, what we're looking at here, listen to me, is the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Listen, don't you think God knows that we can't be perfect like Jesus? He knows everything. He knows we can't. Beloved. He knows we can't. So why then does he set the bar so high that we could never reach it? Why does he call us to be perfect like Jesus? Here's his wisdom. You ready for this? Because he knows, beloved, that if we keep trying to be, we'll be much closer to being like Jesus than we are now. Do I need to say that again? Let me say it again. Let me say it for myself, beloved. He knows that if we keep trying to be like Jesus, we'll be much closer to being like Jesus than we are now. Than we are now. I got an example I want to use. It's not my example. I got it. I heard a preacher say this, and it fits so perfectly. Preacher said when he was in high school, he was on the basketball team. And I shared this with Joe several weeks ago, a month ago. And I think I kind of messed it up telling him about it. But he was on the basketball team. He said one day the coach called them all around. He said, fellas, and I think he said he had 19 spaces. He had divided the court into 19 spaces. But I'm going to use 10 because that's easier. He said, I divided the court into 10 spaces. He said, I want you guys to go to each area, each space, and I want you to shoot 10 shots. Then go to the next one and shoot 10 shots. And the next one and shoot 10 shots. He said, and I want you to keep a count of every time you ring the goal, every time you make a hoop. And he said, once you've done that in all 10 spaces, he said, I want you to figure up what your shooting percentage is. And so they did that. And this boy got up there, the preacher got there, he shot one spot, 10 shots, counted the ones he made, got to the next spot, 10 shots, counted the ones he made, got to the end. And he figured up his percentage, and he was shooting 40%. 40%. And he said, everybody on the team, it wasn't good. He said, then the coach said, now here's what I want you to do. He said, every day, I want you to go to that first area, shoot 10 shots. And I want you to hit 100% of those shots. Second one, 10 shots, 100% of those shots. I want you to make them. He said, all the way through these 10 areas, I want 100% from each one of them. He said, if you shoot 9 and you miss one, you got to start all over again and make 10 shots in a row. Make them. He said, they did that. He said, I hated that coach. He said, because when we didn't get 100%, he made us run. And everybody would run. He said, I'd get there, I'd start, I'd get 9, and then I'd miss one. And then at the end, I had to run. Everybody ran every day. And that went on day after day after day after day after day after day. He said, I hated it. I hated it. He said, finally, one day, coach called us all around. He said, I want you to go to each spot, make 10 shots. He said, keep up with what you make. And then when it's through, when you've made all 10 areas, figure out what your shooting percentage is. Did he make 100%? No. Did anybody make 100%? No. But he said, I figured up my percentage, and I was shooting 70%. 70%. You see? See what that coach did? He set the goal so high that they couldn't reach it. But, beloved, it was making them better and better and better. And beloved, that's what our coach, the Lord, has done. He set the goal way up here. We can't reach it. We can't reach it. We can't do it. There's no way that we can reach the goal. But, beloved, if we keep trying to be like Jesus, you're going to be a lot closer than you were when you started. You're going to be a lot better than you were when you started. The coach set the goal so high. Beloved, God has set the goal so high, beloved. He set a high calling before us to be perfect like Jesus. Can we ever reach that goal? No. But, beloved, if we aim for it, slowly but surely, we're going to be becoming more and more and more like Jesus. More than we were when we started. See, God's not setting us up to fail. God's setting us up to succeed. To succeed as we live this Christian life. What it amounts to is this. We can't reach that high calling, folks. We can't be perfect like Jesus. Oh, but listen to me. We can try. And that's where we're failing. We can try. We can try. But here's the thing. You got to try with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your being. We got to try, beloved, as hard as you can to reach for the mark of the high calling. Paul said in verse 14, he said, I press toward the mark. And that word press in the Greek means, beloved, to seek after eagerly, to seek after earnestly, to seek after with all that you've got. I press toward the mark. I press toward the mark. It carries the idea, beloved, of running. How many of you ever run a race? Come on, let me see the hands. Look here, even the old ones, we all did. Amen. Ever you run that race, there's the finish line. Man, you give it everything you got, every ounce. You got to get across that line. And I mean, I used to tell Tabby when she was playing softball, what'd I tell you? I told you to get everything you had, and then what? Give it everything you got, and then give it that extra oomph. That's right. That's right. You got to get across, and you give it everything. And, beloved, you give it that, you know. And that's what Paul is saying. I press toward the mark of the high calling. Of the high calling. You got to try. And you got to try, beloved, with all your mind and strength. All that's in you. You got to try. I'll try. Folks, that's how we should strive. That's how, beloved, we should strive to reach the mark of our high calling. That's how we should strive to be like Jesus. Like Jesus. Somebody says, but preacher, I'll never make it. I'll never be like the Lord. No, no. But you can try. You can try. I'll never be like Martha, as perfect as she is, but I can try. I can try. You owe me big time, girl. You won't be like you, but you can try to be. You can strive to be. So press forward toward the mark. Toward the mark. The high calling. Press toward. But why should I try, preacher? Especially since I know I'm never going to reach it. Because God, listen to me, has set that high calling. See, you and I don't pick the goal. Our God picks the goal for us. And this is his goal for you and for me. And beloved, this is God. This is the one, beloved, who loved us so much he gave his only begotten son. This is God. And God is telling us as his people, you reach for that high calling, press toward the mark. You have that high calling from God Almighty. From God Almighty. You need to try. Because there's a prize involved. Paul said it like this. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. There is a prize involved here. Now, what that prize is, I have no idea. But I can tell you this, beloved. If it's from God, I know it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be wonderful. I know it will last for all eternity because it comes from the eternal God. Folks, whatever the prize is, listen, you are going to be so glad when you receive that. You're going to be so glad you pressed toward the mark for the prize. You'll be rejoicing, beloved, throughout eternity that you put forth that effort, that you try. You know, that's reason enough to press toward the mark. Amen? But there's another reason you should press toward the mark. You should try to reach the high calling of being like Jesus because, beloved, you will be better for it. You will be, your life will be better for it. Your relationships with God and others will be better for it. You see, the more, beloved, you become like Jesus, listen to me, the more peace you have. more you're like Jesus, the more... Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. Why did he say it? Because his peace is supreme peace. The more you get like Jesus, the more peace you're going to have in this troubled world. The more, beloved, the more you become like Jesus, the more joy you're going to have. The more you become like Jesus, the more power you're going to have in your life. Power like Paul had, beloved, to do the work against insurmountable odds. You're going to have that power. The more you become like Jesus, the more victory you're going to have. Victory over the world, victory over the flesh, victory, beloved, over the devil. The more you go, listen, you're not going to be, beloved, a victim of the devil. Praise God. You're going to have the victory over the devil. The more like Jesus you become. No, you can't reach that high calling. Oh, but beloved, it's so worth it to try. To try. To try. You ever wonder how Paul did all the things that he did? Read the book of Acts. You'll be amazed at what this man accomplished, what he did, his boldness, his zeal. How did he do it? Here it is. He recognized the fact that he had a high calling from God to be like the Lord Jesus. He pressed toward the mark, beloved, of that high calling. He gave it everything he had. Everything he had. And oh, listen. Though he never reached, beloved, the goal, he showed us what a person can do, what a person can become who strives to be like Christ. To be like Christ. Paul is just like you, just like me. But he shows us what we can be, what we can become, what we can do if we strive to be like Christ. Every person in this house that's born again has that same high calling. We all do who are born again. And we can do two things with that calling. We can ignore it. And I'm afraid that's what too many Christians do. And they sit lukewarm, doing little or nothing for the Lord. Living in fear, living in dread, blown, beloved, by every wind of doctrine that comes along. Defeated. Defeated. You can live your Christian life like that. Or an aim for the mark of the high calling and live a life of victory. No matter what the devil throws at you, you will have the victory. I want you to stand with me if you would. It's your choice. It's my choice. Kind of Christian life we're going to live. One day we'll stand before God and we'll give an account. I pray that when you stand before the Lord, that the Lord says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I got a feeling the Apostle Paul is going to be standing there to the side. And he's going to be grinning from ear to ear because you took heed to what Paul said in Philippians 3. You reached for the high calling. Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, again, Lord, I feel like I failed you. But Lord, I pray that you'll take, God, the mistakes that I've made, the stutterings that I've uttered. And I pray, God, that you'll just bring it together. And God, that you'll use what's been said and done, Lord, to touch our hearts. I pray, Father, that every one of us here, right now, tonight, that we'll resolve as we leave this house, I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling. I'm going to try my very best to be like Jesus. Father, if we do that, then God, I know you'll be pleased. And I know, Lord, that our lives will be enriched as we live this life for Jesus. Father, you have your way in every heart. Glorify thy Son. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We invite you to come. We invite you to come.